ॐ भद्रं कर्णो भिक्षुणुवाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यक्षत्रा स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्थुरस्तरुसस्तत्तनुभ्रः व्यशैम देवहित यदायुः ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ ओ गाड्स् मे बि हियर् वित् अवर् इयर्स् वाट् इस् आस्पिशियस् O you adorable ones, may we see with our eyes what is auspicious. May we sing praises to you and enjoy with strong limbs and body the life allotted to us by the gods. Om peace, peace, peace. Letter from Swami Nisheshananda, Salisbury, Zimbabwe, written on 5th June 1981. My dear, love and good wishes to you and to all our friends. Thanks for the detailed letter and enclosures. Glad to know of your present job position, doctor's confirmation, doctor's and wife's successes, her sister's advancement, doctor's and his family's happy states, etc. Thanks for the excellent pictures and the nice slides. Very happy to know that you have offered a financial help for her studies. It is a God-inspired plan. Raise a rose plant, make it flower, and offer the flowers at God's feet. Happy also to know that you still continue religious services when asked for and make the proceeds accumulate for his service. Whether a place like a prayer hall or a church will be the best form in which services can be assured for a long time. We had to consider well. Jerusalem became the holy place for Jews, then for Christians, then for Muslims also. But we see how religionists fight for the possession of the whole city. It is not a place, but access to noble ideas that gave you and all others the mental clarity to practice guided thought. It is the pre-ego mind, silence and composure of the womb life of over 270 days that makes the coiled up energies construct the body that can last 100 years and express the drama of life full of plans and action, activities and in setting up an open channel of grace to flow through with love. Swami Nisheshananda. My dear doctor, love and best wishes to you, family and all friends. Thanks for the detailed accounts. My visits being rendered almost impossible by present rules, correspondence as an absentia treatment, as it were, is the only method left open. And it is the cheapest easily available, one involving no physical travel at all. I prefer correspondence to physical meetings. It's Hugh who wrote to me of the non-invitation push in there. Though of course his house open is for me if I want to visit this place again. I have no need to visit at all. It is reasonable to bring the funds to Philadelphia if a stretch transfer is still feasible. Wish you all the best. Love, Swami Nisheshananda.